Okay, I timed out on my last transmission. That's my bad, and I apologize. The 60 or the 6000 series or the 6300 series, I'm not that familiar with. It's been a while since I played with those. But, yeah, you just got to make sure when you look at the model number, and you can break down the whole code number that's on the back of the sticker there. It starts usually with AA something. You're going to want to see if you want to get a capable model which has a W in it. If it has an R in it, it's fully loaded. So it's like buying a stripped-down Corvette versus a fully loaded Corvette, you know, and you can build the radio. But you got to get a lot of permissions and things like that. And they're not for the beginner is all I'm saying. And I don't mean that to, you know, cut anybody down, but... you're going to buy a radio like that, and it's not going to fulfill your needs. It's just, you just got a lot of show and glow and nothing to show for it. I mean, my radios have the capability of running several frequencies, several zones, and everything else, especially my HT. That is my go-to radio with everything. And as a matter of fact, it's being in the process of being reprogrammed right now. I usually only let Motorola certified people play with it.